should you have won that one, Tony?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's reasons why we never, and, you know, we've had a chat after the game. I thought Dino and Stephen, we dominated the first half. And they, you know, they both picked up a booking. And they looked a little bit concerned. You know, one bad challenge, one mistake, could have seen the game, you know, go to 10 against 10. And they certainly dropped off second half in respect of getting round people and winning challenges. And that gave them a little bit of impetus. The other thing is, Nigel, they had nothing to lose. They're down to 10 men. It forced the crowd to be on their side. So they kept with them and actually were better second half than what they were first half. Because obviously they were down to 10 men. But, you know, we've got two games to go. We're sitting 11th in the Premiership. We've got an opportunity and a chance to equal our record number of points. And if we can do that and finish in the top half, it'd be a great, great season for us.
Was the sending off justified?
Well, I haven't seen it, but the lads on the or in the television say it was, yeah.
And as you rightly say, that perhaps means that Sunderland are the happier, having got a point, having played with 10 men for over an hour.
Yeah, they you know, they'll be pleased. And you have to give them some credit as well. I thought, like I say, for a team, you know, I can remember at the Britannia, where James Beattie scored the header at the back post, where we played with 10 men for a long time. And the crowd, we won that game 1-0. Was it against Man City? I'm not sure. The crowd were absolutely fantastic that day at the Brit. And they were the same today. I thought the crowd really got behind them second half.
You got off to a good start, one up in 9 minutes.
Yeah, we were disappointed we never scored another goal before half time. We had the opportunity and the chances to. But again, Nigel, you know, like I say, you know, we've come to a very, very difficult place. And we've got a point and it pushes us closer to what we want.
Were you anxious when they equalised?
Bloody disappointed.
Because those 3 points would have made you even more comfortable.
Yeah, and it's a set play as well, which, you know, we're disappointed. I know we scored off a set play, but it was disappointing.
41 points, do you think really that's it now?
Well, we need to, you know, like I say, we need to see it out, Nigel. I think we've got a fantastic game on Sunday against Tottenham. You know, it's going to celebrate our 150 years. And you couldn't have picked the better team at the moment. You know, free-flowing, player of the year in Gareth Bale. Some fantastic players. You know, they're on a different level than what we are. I think everybody would accept that. But the crowd will be rocking. You know, I think there'll be a lot of people relieved in Stoke-on-Trent. And like I say, it gives us an opportunity. We're 11th at the moment. If we can do well in the next two games, you know, that will most probably be the highest, or could be the highest we've finished in the Premiership.
Tony, well done. Thanks very much.
No problems, Nigel.